ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम First of all, my heartly obeisance in the lotus feet by of my Paramaradhyatam Guru Pad Padma, Nitya Lila Praveshtam Vishnu Pada Sutta Sashmat Bhakti Pragyan Kisa Goswami. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Praveshtam Vishnu Pada Sashmat Bhakti Vedan Swami Bharaj. My dear Sannyasi Brahmachari, Vaishnav Vaishnavigan. Parikshit Maharaj heard Srimad Bhagavatam up to 9th canto. And then Sukadeva Goswami told, take some rest and drink some water. No, Prabhu, I don't want to drink water. I don't want to take rest. Nivartta tarsai upagiyamanat pausadhat satya manoviramat kaha uttam slok gunanubadat virajjet vina pasugnat. Prabhu, nivartta tarsai. Those who have left their worldly desire for sense gratification and others, and they are very, very qualified, high. Like you, and the Harikatha coming from your mouth as a stream flow of river. Continuous. This is only the medicine of endless birth, pain of endless birth and death, that is called bhav rog. Those who have no taste in these harikatha, they are atmaghati, self-killer. So who will virajje? Who will not hear these sweet pastimes of Krishna? So I want to hear continuously. I have heard last 9th canto, Suryavanshi king's life and history, Sri Ramchandra also. Now I want to know why Supreme Lord Krishna with his ansha part, Baladev Prabhu, he came to this world and how from childhood pastime, then Pauganda Leela and then Kaisho. I want to hear all these sweet pastimes of Krishna. And then Sukadeva Goswami become very, very happy. And then he began to tell that once Dharitri Devi, Prithvi meaning?
Earth.
Mother Earth. The deity of Earth. She went to Brahma and told that I cannot now tolerate the demon-like kings. They are doing so much nonsense. I cannot be here. So save me. Otherwise I will go to Rasatal. And then Brahma, with Shankar, he went to Kshirodasai
Vishnu.
And there on the bank of Kshirod Sagar, he began to meditate. And a voice in his heart came, oh, don't worry. My Prabhu, Lord, Supreme Lord, has known this, that Kansa is doing so much
nonsense,
problems for the whole public. So he will come, and all the goddesses, they should come, they should take birth in Jadu dynasty and Gop dynasty. And their wives, they should come in the form of
their wives,
gopis, to serve Radhika. So don't, and he can. The reason of coming Lord Sri Krishna in this world, there are so many reasons. He wanted to show for the benefit of all these conditioned souls. He came and did so sweet pastimes by hearing ब्रज बिगीड़ितम बधुबई बजबद बिक्रीड़ितम बजबदुबई दन जबेष्णो श्रद्धान्वितम षड्योति अनुषण्यात अथ वर्णयेत ज भक्ति पराम प्रतिलभ्य कामम हृदय रोग माशुम अपहनत्य चे. Krishna wanted to play his all sweet pastimes by hearing especially Raslila, Bhramar Geet, Gopi Geet and all others. By hearing with Shraddha. Then those who will hear, those who will explain, first calm will come. Come mane kamatmika bhakti will come. And then hidro, that is calm, will go away totally. So we must hear. Also another in 10th canto has been sold.
Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusamdeya masyidya vajitardishikira jasrutta.
So those who will hear, who will see the sweet pastimes of Krishna, those who will hear, and after jug, those who will hear, as after 5,000 years we are hearing, also of crore and crores years after, also those who will hear, they will be liberated. And Krishna Bhakti will come for this. Also, to show this world, he descended his Ras Leela, and by that he wanted to prove that Srimati Radhika is supreme gopi. and she is my most beloved. And he soared by these. Also, satyabhidhatum nijabhakta bhasitam. What his bhakta had caused or benedicted to fulfill. Narad has caused Nalkubar Manigriv that you should be tree. And in Dwaparju, last of Dwaparju, Krishna will touch you and you will be liberated and Krishna Bhakti will have. So there are so many reasons that Krishna comes. After that, Sukadeva Goswami began to tell that once Kans, Dekhi was going to be married with Vasudeva Maharaj, and Kans, as Devaki, the sister, was very what? Priya.
Affectionate
to him. So he himself began to
drive
the chariot. But after some time, a pious Ariel came. Oh, foolish Kansar, to whom you are taking on the chariot with very happiness. The child, the son of this very Devaki will kill you. Hearing this, she jumped up from the chariot and took his sword. And he was ready to. What? After that?
Guruve Gauri Chandra Gauri Kaya Tidare Krishna Krishna Bhakta Tudha Bhakta Dhamma Namah. So beginning the 10th canto, Devakis was the sister of Kamsmaraj, who himself was the son of Ugrasen. So she was going to marry the son of Surasen, also Devaraj. So as the custom in India, when the girl is married, then they take the girl, the new bride, back to the home of the husband and his father. That's a matter of great happiness. So I said, even though in India, when the girl is leaving her house, if she doesn't cry, she's not considered a good daughter. So anyway, there was so much happiness. So Kams was so pleased that his sister was getting married, that he offered to drive the chariot. So normally, to drive a chariot is a very low position. Just like at the end of the Mahabharata, when Karna was going to fight with Arjuna, then Karna said, I can fight with Arjuna, but I have no good chariot driver, like Krishna. Then someone suggested, you can take Salya. Then Salya was so insulted, I am a king and I will drive a chariot. He wanted to leave and go back to South India. But they all begged him, no, please, please. So you can understand how much affection Kams had for his sister, that he was going to drive her own chariot. So as he was driving, he was very happy, so many musicians were playing. Then a voice came, fool, Kams, you idiot, you don't know. The eighth son of your sister will be the cause of your death. Then Kams thought, where there's no smoke, there's no fire. And maybe he took his sword and took his sister by the braid of her hair and went to take off her head. So immediately Vasudev Maharaj, Anaka Kundubi, who is very intelligent, he thought, what should I do? Then he gave a very good suggestion to Kams Maharaj. There's four ways to control someone. Therefore, Vasudev Maharaj, he used all these four to try to stop Kams from committing the act of killing Devaki. Of course, Vasudev Maharaj could immediately understand that Vishnu will come as my eighth son. Therefore, he felt ecstasy. Then he said, oh, Kams Baba, Kams Maharaj, don't worry. She will not be the cause of your death. eighth child will be the cause of the death. Therefore, there is nothing to gain in killing your sister. Also, you should not be afraid of death. Death is born along with the body. Death is certain for everyone. There is none who has taken birth in this world who is free from death. Therefore, the soul who carries his conception of life from one body to the next, just like a caterpillar, before giving up this leaf, he attaches himself to the next leaf. So in the same way, before giving up this body, the jiva already attains his next body according to the activities he has performed. Therefore, why will you put yourself into such a dangerous situation as to commit sinful activities and degrade yourself? You are very handsome, very good warrior, very brave, this, that. So Vasudev Maharaj was trying to praise him. That's called sama, control someone by glorifying him. It comes with so much demonic. It said in his last life he was a demon, Kalmini, who was killed by Vishnu. Therefore he was born with so much enmity towards Vishnu and the Vaishnavas. So even though when Vasudev Maharaj did that, still comes with not willing to accept. Then finally he thought, anyway, I should try to stop this present danger. Therefore he said, Kams Maharaj, don't worry. I promise, as each child is born, I will give him to you, and you can do whatever you like. Then Kams Maharaj was very happy by that, because Vasudev Maharaj was famous as being very, very truthful. He never spoke false. Therefore, Kams Maharaj agreed, and then in due course of time, Devaki gave birth to a child. So when Vasudev Maharaj gave the first child to Kams Maharaj, then Kams Maharaj, his heart melted with little compassion because that was his little nephew. So he thought, I have nothing to fear from this child. Then he gave the child back to Vasudev Maharaj. So Narayuni, he's a big troublemaker. He's Kalpriya. He always loves to make some interesting argument, some friction. Actually, look in the Puranic histories, 90% of the problems caused in this world caused by Narayuni. Just like when you churn milk, then the nectar or the butter rises to the top. So unless there's some disturbance in life, then there's no happiness. There's no, how do you say, variety to Bhagavan's pastimes. But Guru Maharaj says, just like a river that's flat, it's not beautiful. When the river comes over the mountains, falls down the waterfall, hits the rocks and sprays, then it becomes very attractive. So without some problem, without some obstacle, no one can be glorified. It does not look beautiful. So, knowing that, Narayuni came. So Narayuni was such a broad-minded Mahabhagava, even though he's the guru of the demigods, Kams Maharaj had so much respect for him. Therefore he welcomed him. Swagatam Gurudev. So he welcomed Sri Narayuni. Sri Narayuni, he knew without Kamsa there's no pastimes of Bhagavan. Kamsa is like the axle of most of the pastimes of the Lord. Without Kamsa, Krishna would not have gone to Vrindavan, we'll say. Without Kamsa, then all the demons sent would never have come. Without Kamsa, Krishna would never have left Vrindavan to come to Mathura. Without Kamsa's, how do you call it? Kamsa's father-in-law, Jarasandha, Krishna would have left Mathura and gone to Dwarka. There was Narayuni, he had so much regard for Kamsa because he knew he's a very important person. That even though he's a demon, even the demons in Bhagavan's Lila had such a high standard. A bit like Rati or Balabhati, only problem is it's pratikul, unfavorable towards the Lord. So Narayuni sat down, then Kams Maharaj came to give some seva. Oh, Gurudev, can I give you something? Then Narayuni said, I heard Mathura Peda is very first. I heard Mathura Peda is very nice. Give me 8 pieces of Peda. Then Kams Maharaj clicked his fingers. The Chamchas immediately came in. Yes, Maharaj, here. Then Narayuni said, give me the 8th piece. And Kams Maharaj was confused. 8th piece, Gurudev, how do I know which one is the 8th piece? Then Narayuni said, how do you know which one is the 8th style of Vasudev? Demigods are very tricky. Because normal people count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But demigods, maybe they count 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4. So which one is the 8th one, you cannot say for certain. And without explaining, Narayuni left. Narayuni also imitated, don't you know? All the demigods have taken birth in the Brishti dynasty in order to kill you. So Narayuni sowed two seeds. What is that? All the Brishtis are my enemies. Number two, you don't know which one of these sons are? Vishnu. See, Narayuni is not doing a bad thing. These first six sons of Devaki had been cursed by Daksha. They were the sons of Prajapati Marish. When Lord Brahma was chasing his daughter, impelled by sexual desire, Lord Brahma was showing us, be very, very careful in association with women, because even a great personality like Lord Brahma was attracted by his own daughter. So Brahmaji, he cannot be held at fault for this pastime of chasing his daughter. This was instruction for us. But the sons of Prajapati Marish, they are very foolish. They laugh, ha, just see Brahma. He has no intelligence. He is chasing after his own daughter. What a shameless fellow. Because of this offense, they were cursed to take birth and be killed by their own uncle. Therefore, because of Vaishnava Aparad, even though they were born as the brothers of Sri Krishna, they could not achieve so much benefit until at the end of the pastimes. So anyway, it comes.
Thank you.
I just
after that, Krishna birth, how? Gokul and Janmasthali Mathura.
Guri Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namah. Supreme Lord Sri Krishna come from Golok Vrindavan. He wants to appear in this earth plane. At that time, also Sri Krishna wants to come. Then also devotee was the previous life they worship to Vishnu and they prayed, I want one son like you. In this way Sri Krishna so fulfilled his desires, their desires. So in eight womb at that time so Sri Krishna appeared there. But there also Nanda Yashoda in Brajabhumi. They worship to Sri Krishna Brahma. We want to empty your mood. All the time we have this Vatsala mood, so I want. In this way, Brahma gave place, don't worry, Sri Krishna will come. So also, Sri Krishna, he Purnatala Sam Bhagavan, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, he gave in Mother Yashoda's book. Also, here, one part, Vasudev Sri Krishna, he came here, a plant moon. But when 8 months passed, also one time Kamsa came in jail. He wants to see how is Devaki's book. So Lord Vishnu will come. I want to see. So when will come, then I will kill him. In this way, when he came, that time he could not see. Because too much before them, everywhere lightning. Then he was happy, oh, surely Lord Vishnu is here. So he will come, he is my enemy, so I kill him. In this way, all the time he is counting days' time. So after 10 months, will be dead. In this way, also waiting, sleeping, eating, sleeping, all the time. He has ever moved to Vishnu. Vishnu will come. I will kill to Vishnu. All the time dreaming. But here, when he had 8 months only, at that time, Ashtami Masite Striyo, Yashodacha Devaki Chasushubhate Samantara, Garbha Kaletu Asampune. So time is not complete. Only 8 months. In the Bhadra month means Aleste, Arastuman, at that time Sri Krishna appeared there in from Mother Devaki. That time he was only four arms and whole Sudarshan, whole and had beautiful home when he stayed out. And Devaki, Vasudev, they were very surprised. Oh, he is Vishnu? So Vishmoyam Phalla Virochano Hari. When they had seen to Hari, Lord Vishnu appeared there, that time they did pranam, sastanga pranam. Also they were very happy. Vasudev Maharaj gave donations to come and take 1 million cows.
By my.
So he gave donations to Brahmin. After then, he prayed to God, "Oh God, please you save yourself, so because the Kamsa will come. How can save you?" In this way, we agree. Also, devotees, he prayed to Sri Krishna. That time, Sri Krishna told, "Etadvam darsitam rupam prajanma smaranami." So I showed my form, because you remember previous life, when you did austerities, that time I gave this home and give bliss to you. That time you won, I want to give one son like you. That time I gave bliss. So not only one life, three times I gave. Previous life I was Prasthigarbha, second life I was Brahm. Bhamande, third life, so I am Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, you don't worry, he comes to Islam, so I kill him. So you don't worry about the effect, because there have sweetness mood, madhurya mood, and abundance mood, both are same. So sometimes they have abundance mood in this way of Sri Krishna, Bhagavan, he is Supreme Lord, and sometimes madhurya mood. So he is my baby, he is my son. So how can save to him in this way, they appeared by counsel. That time Sri Krishna told, you don't worry. So now you can keep me in Nanda Gokul. Also there had one prakar you can take from there. In this way, when Sri Krishna told at once, he changed his form, then he becomes one baby. That time also Vasudev Maharaj, he looked. So open the door, everything open, all changed.
Doors opened themselves automatically.
Doors opened, also his blindness, everything all changed, so everything opened. Then he was very surprised, so everything automatically and all.
Dark night, raining somewhat.
Outside some raining. Also, gatekeeper guards, so they are sleeping very nicely. Vasudev Maharaj took this baby, Sikrishna, and that time he went outside. When he looked everywhere, nobody here, so everyone sleeping. And very darkness in the middle of night. When he came near the bank of Jamuna, that time he has seen floating Jamuna. Too much water, so how can you go? There is no boat. Then Jogmaya also came here. She becomes one jackal. Then she walking on the water. So on the water walking, then Vasudev Maharaj thought, maybe I can try. Then when he came, so already he can go, then no problem, so he is going. So when going end of the Jamuna, the other side, then Jamuna automatically come him up. Too much water, that time he appeared when he took the, after then, so too much water, Sri Krishna jumped there. Also, there are many disciples.
Who?
Our Goswami.
Oh, he longed his feet and touched behind from it, not jump.
So that time, so Sri Krishna disappeared. So affluent moon, Vasudev Sri Krishna, Mathuranath Sri Krishna, he disappeared there. So Nandanandan Krishna appeared and he went with Vasudev Maharaj. But Vasudev Maharaj does not know what happening, what is matter. He thought, so my baby, my son, so I am getting in Nanda Bhavan. When he arrived there at that time, Yashoda Mata sleeping there. He found, so there had one daughter. Actually there, Mata Yashoda gave birth to twins. before Sri Krishna appeared here, when appeared here in Mathura at a time, Yashoda also gave birth one son. He is Sri Krishna. But she does not know why Sri Krishna gave birth to Yogamaya. Gacha Devi Brajam Bhadre. Oh Devi, you must go in Brajabhumi. You can take birth from Mata Yashoda. Also you can make any preparation to anything, so Mata Yashoda, she doesn't know. When I will take birth, anyone cannot know. In this way, so Yashoda is Yogamaya.
Arrange.
But Mata Yashoda, she is sleeping, she does not know, but she is very happy and very happy mood sleeping. That time, Vasudeva Maharaj came, he gave birth the boy, Sri Krishna, and he took girls. This girl is Yogamaya. When he came back in jail at that time, so she is crying. Then all girls, they woke up, oh, Vasudeva Maharaj had 8 sons, now took birth. At once they went to the council. Maharaj, so 8 baby now took birth, so we hear their sound, so he's crying, so this sound we hear, you should come. At once council came, then he found there is no boy, one girl. Also Devaki came hiding, oh my dear brother, please give me this daughter. So this time his daughter, no boy, you save my daughter. But Kamsa never listened. At once when he took her legs, and he wants to beat her, at once she went on the sky, at that time kicked
the head of Kamsa.
Kicked his head. That time he thought, oh, what happened? Who beat me? That time he had seen, then he looked, oh, here is Devi Durga, Ashtabhuja Durga, 8 arms, and all weapons. That time he was very angry. What happened? Then Devi Durga told, why you are making problems to Vasudeva Devaki, giving disturbance to Yadu dynasty? You don't know? Your enemy, he took what in other place. You should be careful. In this way, Devi Durga talk and disappeared from there. Then Kamsa thought, oh, big problem. I thought, demigods, they spoke by sky voice. Devaki, 8 sons, he will kill me. But this is already, so my enemy, he took what other place? Devi Mata, my worshipper, Devi Mata, so she is telling me, she spoke true. This way, when he called all assembly men, then they are coming, that time you were very unhappy, very sorry, crying. So this time Devi Mata told, how can do my enemy to go back any other place, how can do? Then they told, why you worry? Why you are thinking? So Vishnu coming, he is taking part already, so cannot go any other way. Now he is a baby. So why cannot send to Putana? So Putana kill him.
No.
In this way.
Then he called Charun Mostik and all his ministers, all Demal, and told also Putana that those who have taken birth within
10 days,
they should be killed anywhere in Braja. So go at once and try to discover the boys before up to 6 days, and tried to kill him. And thus Putna came and told Kans, oh, this is not so very high toss. I will do easily. And then he went and on Ashtami in night at 12, Krishna took birth both place by Ans Vasudev in Mathura, by Devaki and by the omba of Mother Yashoda in Gokul. So, Nand Baba ko badhai hai ki bole? Nand ko anand bhoy jai Kanhaiya Lal ki. Who can? Can you?
Thank you. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnanjana Salakaya Chakshurum Nitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So Shri Gurudev ordered to speak about Putana, how she came to kill Krishna in Vrindavan. I remember
to whom I have told to tell this speak, Sakatasur,
Sakatasur, to be able to go and kill Krishna. There's one sloka from Bhagavatam. Putana Palakatini. So when Putana came in the assembly, everyone had a form to fill out to see, okay, this is a job description, a big job, see if she's qualified. So first application, what's your name? She wrote Putana. This is, okay, that's her name. But Putana means Putna, one who has no child. Putta means child, Na means not. So she's got no children, so she's got no breast milk. Put also means purity, Na means no. So she's very impure. In the area of Rakshasas, this is very high qualification. Very good thing. So okay, she already had a head start, this was her name. So Putana Palakatini, what's your current occupation? My current occupation is Palakatini. I like to kill children very much. It's something I do very much. So, okay, second qualification, good. Well, what's your nationality? Madhumar is saying. Well, I come from the dynasty of Rakshashi. Rakshashi with Hirasana. I come from the witch dynasty. So we have a long history and family history of, you know, being, having a very good name in these activities. Okay, good. Then he said, Ruthirasana, okay, what, do you have any special skills, any hobbies you like, what are your talents? He said, Ruthirasana, yes. I like to drink blood. It's very good. Drinking blood is some of the perks I get out of my job. Then, and so why are you applying for this job? There's so many other things you can do other places. Why applying for this job? Jigam se aake hare. Well, I have a deep desire, I want to kill Hari. I want to kill Hari, and I stand up that... Okay, and what method will you accept? How do you plan on doing this? The stanam the tapa sadgati. What I'll do is I'll take some poison, and I'll put this on my breast, taking the form of a mother. I'll come pretending to be the mother of this child, and keep poison, like this. So, there's some history why Putana had this deep desire to kill Hari. Why she had it before. In her past life, she was the daughter of Bali Maharaj. So when Dhruva Maharaj came, when Vamadeva came, she saw, oh, what a cute little boy. I wish that this boy would be my son. But then when he manifested his Trivikram form and took over all the universes and I took control of her father. She thought, if this was my son, I'll give poison and kill him. So Krishna, he fulfilled all desires and gave her this opportunity in her next life. So she went to Vrindavan, dressed Rakshasas, they have this power to be able to change their form. So by the mystic powers, she changed her form into a very beautiful lady. Very young, beautiful, attractive lady, and went to Vrindavan to kill Krishna. Here Vaishnava is describing that when she entered Vrindavan, she saw that Mother Yashoda saw, wow, such a nice lady, such a beautiful lady. And Krishna is also so beautiful. Maybe she is the mother of Krishna. So because of her form like this, she was able to go in and no one gave her any obstacles in coming into the house of Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maya. She went and took Krishna on her lap and began to feed her breasts, which were kalakutam, or which were covered with kalakut bij, or a very powerful, strong poison. And Krishna, whatever is given to him, he accepts, so he began to take and suck, but along with the poison, he took all the poison, and also began to suck the pranas, or the life airs, out of Putana. And Putana began to die, so her form that she manifested began to change into her original form. It's too big, it's described as how many miles? 12 miles long. There's one train station in called Hatras in Mathura, Vrindavan. Sometimes we get off in Hatras train station. That's when she manifested her huge form. Her hand was over there, and the whole town named Hatras. which was so big. And Krishna was still Krishna was still there sucking, and Putana died, and left her body like this. Then all the Vrajavasis, they came, and because she was also really tall, really big, huge, they came in a line and took Krishna and kept on passing Krishna down to the next one, with the chain back to the hands of Mother Yashoda. Krishna, he always is coming to fulfill the desire of his devotees. Everything, Yoga Maya is arranging this. So when Krishna was born in the house of Yashoda Maya, all the Vrajavasis had so much love naturally for Krishna. And they thought, I want to be able to hold Krishna, be able to see Krishna as my baby, but he's always there in their house. So also this Leela was arranged so that Krishna could be held by all the Vrajavasis, and everyone could have a chance to love Krishna in this way. Then also it's described that then the Vrajavasis, they had to, big 12 mile long body, they had to cut it up and burn it. But when they burnt the body, it was only a very beautiful smell coming out, not like the smell of burning flesh. Because whatever Krishna touches is automatically purified. There's one other interesting story from Lalit Mada by Srila Rupa Goswami in relation to Putana.
What?
History.
Once upon a time, Putana, she was traveling around killing babies like she does. And she came to Vindhachal. Vindhachal was a mountain who was very envious, not envious, but he was thinking, well, Himalaya mountains, they have a daughter named Parvati Devi, and their son-in-law is Shiva, very qualified son-in-law. So everyone's giving so much respect for Shiva. So I want that I can also have a daughter that is very powerful and that everyone will respect like this. So he began to grow and grow and grow very big. When he grew very, very big, he began to block the sun, and no one was getting any sun. So all the demigods, everyone was thinking what to do. So they sent his Guru Maharaj, who was
Agastya Rishi.
So then, Vindhachal, one thing is, yes, mountains, they have a soul, they have a life. When Srila Gauravinda Maharaj was in Africa, he was talking about how the mountains used to have wings and used to fly around. And that it's described that if you follow the path of Mayavad, you can be born later as a stone or as a mountain. They're also living entities. So in previous yugas, people would talk with them and like that. And they have, like Parvati is the son of the Himalayas. So Vindhachal came and offered pranams to his Guru Maharaj, Agastya Rishi. So Agastya Rishi said, okay, stay. Now you don't have to get up. So if you got back up, you continue blocking the sun. So he said, stay down. And he said, okay, Guru Maharaj, I can do this, but please you give me one benediction. He said, yes, please let me have a daughter be born that could be married to Vishnu. Because Vishnu is same level or higher, superior to Shiv Thakur. So then he got this blessing. So he gave birth to two daughters, which were Srimati Radhika and Chandravali. So when Putana came there, she was killing babies and saw all these two beautiful girls. I will not kill these, I'll bring them when they become older, they can be there for the enjoyment of Kamsa Maharaj. So she took, she was flying in the sky over Vrindavan Dham, and then Vindhachal, her father began to cry, hey Gurudev, my daughters have been taken. So then they chanted some mantra, and they fell, and Chandravali fell in her place, and Srimati Radhika fell in Rava. And that's when Vrishabhanu Maharaj came out and said, wow, what a beautiful daughter there. So also Putana had something in this.
Thank you. You will have to learn more. So many mistakes.
Om Adhyanat Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Nidhitamyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So after the killing of Putana, Krishna became aware that all the she's 3 months years old. And at that time, he started to roll over and crawl on his knees and hands and came out of the house. For the occasion, Yashoda Devi, she organized a very nice baby ceremony and invited all the surrounding neighbors, other gopis and brahmanas for the occasion. So Brahmana came very happily, they chanted so many nice hymns to benedict the child, and the ladies also came very nicely dressed, full of happiness for the occasion of taking the darshan of this little child. Krishna was very, very beautiful at that time, and for the ceremony, they put some oil on his body and they bathed him. And Krishna, they put some kajals on his eyes. So Krishna was very, very happy, and slowly, slowly, he fell asleep. So Yashoda, very concerned by all the facilities, she put Krishna on the cradle, under a car, handcuffed, on a very nice bed with white sheets. And Krishna fell asleep slowly, slowly. And Yashoda went back to her facilities. Everybody was very happy, dancing, chanting for the occasion. And Krishna, seeing that he was put aside and not taken care of when he woke up, he felt, oh, this is not fair. This festival is for me. Why they have put me in a separate location? This is not nice. So he started to cry. He wanted to take the breast milk from Yashoda. So he started to cry and cry louder and louder. But Yashoda, she was exchanging very friendly discussions with her friends. So she couldn't hear Krishna. The music was going on. So Krishna became very, very angry. At that time, Yoga Maya, she knew the desire of Krishna. So she placed in conscious mind the idea of sending Shakatashula. So Shakatashula, if you know, in his previous life, he was the son of Hiranyakashipu. He was very, very tall, he had a very strong body, and he was very proud of it. So one day, he came into the garden in the ashram of Yomanshi, and he destroyed the full garden of that sage. So Yomanshi, he became very angry and he cursed Utkarsh. Actually, his name was Utkarsh. He cursed him that you will lose your body. So seeing that his body was about to disappear, he became repentant. And begging for forgiveness, he paid his obeisances again and again. So the sages became compassionate and told him that was in Satya Yuga, in Dwapara Yuga, you will be delivered when Lord Krishna will appear with the touch of his feet, you will be delivered. So he was pacified. So at that time, when he came to Vrindavan, he thought, those who came before, they lost their life, like Putana, because they had a body. They could be seen, detected. But I have no body, so I have no problem with that. So he came and he saw that the baby was under the cart. And he came and he thought, because the cart was full of expenses, meat products, already heavily loaded. So he thought that with my weight, the cart will sink and I will crush that baby. So the Krishna looked at him and he saw that, oh, he is Kamsa's representative. Kamsa is like my uncle. So, oh, very nice. When he saw his coming, he said, oh, uncle is coming. And then he kicked his little feet. And
it crashed.
Crashed the car. And the car went in the air, fell down in two pieces. The axle, the wheels were broken, and that demon fell on the ground, and all the expenses fell on him. And like this, he received his salary. So the noise stopped everyone, and everybody was wondering, what happened? What happened? So they all came, and they saw that big ascensors fell down around Krishna, but none of them touched Krishna's fragile body. So Yashoda, she felt so much remorse that she forgot about her child, and she was crying and crying. So at that time, Rohini and others came and consoled her. And as she was coming back to her senses, she ran to Krishna and she took Krishna in her arms and she gave him her breast milk. Krishna became very happy. And then the gopis were wondering. Everybody was wondering, what happened? So they went to see the children. And the children said, oh, Gopal asked the cat, he asked the cat, what is this? We don't believe this. How can a child can do like this? Yes, we saw it. So like this, they said, oh, this is childish talks. We don't believe. There must be the influence of a very heavy planet. So we should ask the Brahmanas to again chant hymns and benedict the child that he will be protected. So they did this, and festival started again, and Mother Yashoda, again she took her baby and she put it in the cloud, and then she was happy. So this story shows how Krishna, although his childhood pastimes, he is very, very powerful. In Putana's case, Krishna shows the powers of his lips because she couldn't push him away. In this case, Krishna shows the powers of his feet. His feet at three months years old was very, very tender, like butter. But still, he could kick the child with little efforts. And the next pastime, Chinabhata, he will show the power of his hands. So this is the
Om Jnana Chidam Dasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Meditam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
I could not hear
it. Gurave Guru Chandraya Rani.
Very slow.
He's not very soft.
But he is so.
Yeah, he is very strong.
But voice is.
For beginning and after my most humble respectful
obeisances,
I deliver Guru Day. I'm to Nitya Lila Pavishta Om Vishapad, Asko, Tenisata Shishima, Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Raya, Shri Prabhupada, and I'm to Shri Guru Parapadma, Om Vishapad, Asko, Tenisata Shishima, Bhakti Vedanta, and Swami Raya. So, considering the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan, one thing, you all realize what an extraordinary special thing is happening here. They say, where is Vrindavan? Vrindavan is in the heart of the pure devotee. And wherever he goes, he takes Vrindavan with him. And so, we're all experiencing in the presence and by the beneficence of Srila Gurudev this very powerful, wonderful, and sweet Vrindavan mood. When we're just singing this wonderful Braj song, and the candies were going out, and the devotees were dancing, it was exactly like being in Vrindavan during Parikram time. So those of you that have gone there before and experienced this, this mood must be upwelling in your heart. And those of you that haven't, you must come to Vrindavan and be with Srila Gurudev. We should give yourself a taste of that sweet place. So, Srila Bharata, 1 year and 1 day after Krishna's birth, Mother Jashoda was holding her very beautiful, darling child. And she was taking such great pleasure in this. Any mother, any father, any uncle, any brother who's held a small baby in their arms, you know what a delightful experience it is. Oh, my child, looking in the eyes, beholding the beauty, the giggling, the laughing. Mother Jashoda's Vatsalya praying was brimming over. You have no, what we experience in this world is just a dim, dim glimmer. Her Vatsalya, her motherly love, is unlimited. And she was feeling this. And in that mood, she had no desire to put Krishna down, but all of a sudden, he became very, very heavy. Because Krishna knew that very shortly Trinavarta was coming. And Trinavarta had the desire to take Krishna away, and with him Mother Jashoda as well, and to eat them. So, Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says that he, with the influence of Aishwarya Shakti, in other words, Krishna desired that I perform this pastime, and yet my mother be protected. So he became very heavy, so she could no longer hold him. She became disturbed by this, thinking, what is happening? Why can't I hold my child? And very much worried, she had to put him on the ground. She began to pray to Narayan, her lord, and then immediately go look for some Brahmins to perform some auspicious ceremony to counteract this curse. Perhaps some demon, perhaps some unfavorable person has cast this curse. And she was afraid, so she went off looking for some Brahmins, and Krishna was there on the ground. At that very moment, Trinavarta came. Trinavarta is in the form of a whirlwind. What's that? A tornado. Has anyone seen a tornado on films, nature films? Fast! Powerful! They can lift up houses, cars, whirl them in the air. And Trinavarta came into that form, touching down on Braj and covering the entire place in dust, obscuring the vision. It's described in the Bhagavatam, the dust was so thick. The air was so dense and dark, no one could see themselves or anyone else. All were bewildered. And there's another meaning to this as well. Because all of these demons represent certain unfavorable elements to our body. So Trinavarta represents the mental, speculative, philosophical conceptions that bewilder us and prevent us from understanding our real nature and that of Bhagavan and others. So all were bewildered, no one could see, and Mother Jashoda, out of fear, began to wail, where's my child? Where's my child? She looked everywhere. She somehow, through the dense darkness, went to the spot. Krishna was no longer there. The fear and anxiety in her heart was wailing up to such an extent. She was crying. And when the whirlwind demon had risen into the sky and the dust subsided, there was the empty plain, devoid of Krishna. She began to cry piteously, like a cow who had lost her calf. And all the other cavalry women surrounded her. Oh, poor Jashoda, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Krishna was taking a ride. The whirlwind demon took him into the sky because Krishna also had a desire. I want to ride in the sky and see Vrindavan from above. I want to be like a bird. And so Trinavarta took him whirling into the sky, and Krishna was enjoying this wonderfully. And seeing down below. And there was another thing as well. Because the demigoddesses from Swarga, they all so wanted to see Krishna closely, but they couldn't come down. So up in the clouds, there's Krishna riding this whirlwind demon, and the demigoddess over the sea, oh, what a lovely child. What a beautiful child. But then Krishna decided this is a very evil person. He's a demon. And he began to clutch his neck tightly, as if he were a child in fear, because he had this mood, he was slaying this Leela. But when he began to clutch the neck of this demon and grab his throat, the demon could no longer breathe. Even though he was so powerful, Krishna was so tiny, only a year old, his throat began choked, and his eyes began to pop out. And all of a sudden, he couldn't breathe! Strangled and he died, and all of a sudden from this miles high they began to spin and fall down until smash onto a large slab of stone. The demon broke all his bones, arms, legs, dislocated. Yeah. What happened to Krishna? Krishna was sitting on the chest of the demon completely unharmed, playing. And then the gopis, the gopis, they saw him and they ran forward and they said, oh, Krishna, and they picked him up and they were holding him with love. And hearing continually the cries of Mother Jashoda, they ran over and gave her to him, gave him to her. And she was so relieved, and all were relieved, and all were astonished. How's this happening? What has happened? What is going on here? Did they think, oh, Krishna's very powerful. He must have killed this demon. Did that enter their mind? Not a bit. Instead, they began to talk. One cowherd man said, how? This is not so extraordinary. Because demons, sinful people, by the nature of their very actions, they will die because of the sin. Surely this Rakshasan is so evil that by his accumulated sin he has died. And Krishna, being so pious and good, by his own goodness, he was saved. Nandabhava and others are saying, yes, yes, but also, surely all of us must have performed so many pious activities, so many austerities, yajna, charity, digging wells, planting trees, giving to the Brahmins. This is why Krishna was saved. The idea that Krishna was God never entered into their mind for a moment. So then, after this pastime, Vasudeva also, I mean, Nandabhava began to consider once again the words of Vasudeva saying how this boy, Kansa, has decided to try to kill him. Be very careful. Many demons may come. And that is the story of Sri Gorkha.
Krishna became Sambhigar. All the neighborhood gopis, motherly bhav, they used to come to see Krishna. Some are telling, oh Krishna, if you will dance, I will give you your laddu. And only by the lobe,
greed,
Krishna used to dance very sweet. Sometimes gopi used to tell, oh, Balram is stronger, and some, oh, Krishna is stronger. Oh, they should fight.
Wrestle.
And if Krishna, then we will give laddu to Krishna. If Balram, then Balram. And then, like this, and began to fight, sometimes Baladev, sometimes Krishna. In this way, Krishna became the Lola,
toy
of gopis' hands.
Puppet of gopis' hands. Puppet.
By the love and affection, Krishna became
puppet
of gopis. Sometimes Krishna became more bigger. Now he began to stole makhan from neighborhood, motherly mothers' houses. And mother, they used to come to Mother Jashoda to give
complaint.
So how they used to give complaint? You.
So, when Krishna became little bigger, he became extremely naughty. Due to his notorious activities, all the neighbors, they became very disturbed, but very pleased. They want Krishna to come every day and steal butter, and so his notorious activity. Sometime, Krishna will go to Gopi's house, and he discovers a new method how to steal butter. This excuse to steal butter, an excuse of stealing butter is filling their heart. How to steal? He make a group, same age as so many boys, make a group and Krishna became gang leader. I want to think about how, if we go, then Mother Gopi will catch us. So he will instruct his own, her own son, untie some calves. When they untie the calves, the calves will run towards mother cow and start to take milk from udder. And Krishna sent his own son, her own son, go and tell mother, oh mother, calves are drinking milk. Then mother will go and Krishna with his whole group and enter the room and steal butter. When mother will come before the Ramayana. So by this and that complaining, then mother told Mother Yashoda, oh, my boy is sometimes hungry, you can give some butter to him, then he will not steal. But Mother Yashoda did not believe that Krishna is going to be a thief. The gopis told, oh Yashoda, if you want to feed your son, then Yashoda, do you think I am a poor guy? My father is hiring a scouse. Why I shall take from your house? My soul is complete too. I don't like take from your house. Then Mother Yashoda told, better you can hide your daughter in that place. Then Gopi told, oh Yashoda, your son has so much affluence. Where have you kept when he entered? The room will be completely light and his still daughter very easily. Hey, understand where is butter, where is not, very easily. If there is no butter, Krishna is to enter and no butter, then he will pinch the babies and baby will eat run away. So one day, one gopi caught him red-handed. Then Krishna told Maya, are you not my mother? And Krishna smiled. Then gopi's hand became loose and ran away. One day, Krishna stealing butter, one gopi caught him red-handed. Kanha, what are you doing? Maya, I do nothing. Nothing? So, why do you butter on your whole face? Oh, if Vrindavan monk is very naughty, they smear butter on my whole face. Oh, really? Yes. What can I do? So, why your hand inside the yogurt pot? Oh, Maya, what? My car, I lost my car, so I'm searching my car. Oh. Do you think your car jumped in my yoga pot? Maybe. Let me start. Okay. Mother is guarding the door that Krishna should run away from there. Then Krishna put his hand and dial the butter, yogurt. Because if dial the yogurt, then butter will not come properly. Oh, he says, my, if you will not come in my seva, I have to destroy the yogurt. The dialing. Oh, Kanha, what happened? Oh, I'm thirsty. Look my cup was in there. Then the gopi began to laugh, Krishna ran away. Another day, stealing butter, one gopi caught him red-handed, early in the morning. And what happened? Krishna took mother, gopi told, today I will not let you go very easily. Your mother made her believe. Your mother not give you very discipline, one day will be very big thief. And all boys brought will be registered by you. Today I must take you to your mother. According to Indian Vedic tradition, when the rishi lower and people under out of their house, they cover their face completely. So Mother Gopi cover completely and Krishna had group. So Gopi tied Krishna's hand very tightly and going, and all his friends following behind him. Then Krishna, by his, is calling his friend and told, Mother, my body is so fragile, so delicate. You hold me so tightly. Can you lose a little bit? Mother, oh, Kanha, now I understand you run away from here. Your house is come closer. No, Mother. Actually, so much burning sensor, I cannot tolerate anymore. So if you think that I am some mischievous tendency, then you can switch on my other hand. Mother told, yes, that I can do that very easily. Then Krishna called her own son, who was holding Krishna's hand, and put Krishna's And Gupta Sakha sent to the mother Gopi, and Krishna ran away from that side and told other Sakhas, Rane, only the Gopi who is holding her own son. She does not know that holding her own son. And Krishna to that side entered Mother Yashoda's bedroom and sleeping like he's in deep sleep. And when Mother Yashoda went for household job, he kept one big pillow, round pillow, and Krishna thinking, I am holding my mother. Mother Yashoda went inside and she is doing some household job. Whenever Mother Yashoda or other gopis did any household job, then what they used to do? Govinda Ramo Dharma Dharveti, Govinda Ramo Dharma Dharveti, Govinda Ramo Dharma Dharveti, Govinda Ramo Dharma Dharveti. So Krishna is sleeping, the mother is singing and doing household job and son is over.
Oh.
The mother Gopi came and told, Yashoda, knocking door. Oh, Yashoda! Yashoda then came, oh my dear Sakhi, why is sleeping so much? My Rana is sleeping, he woke up. How I can finish my household job, household duty? Yashoda Gopi told, yes, your lover is sleeping. You can see very easily how your lover is sleeping. Yes, my lover is sleeping. When they are talking, then Krishna saw that now mother is talking. Then Krishna came out from bed and pretending he is sleeping. Manya! Manya! Hambi! Manya! They are not listening to Krishna's voice at all. And Krishna came very closer. Then the father walking, can you show my lover's face, please? And he took up her bed and saw her own child children. Oh my God, you? And son told, yes, mother is dead here, what can I do? In the meantime, Krishna came in the spot. Mother, look, your Sakhi's bed is so miserly. Even though your feet are old, some full stomach. What will you do? Where will you go? If they take from the old house, this is not stealing. Look, please ask your Sakhi's, they should not accuse me anymore. By this way, Krishna doing so many nice pastimes and stealing the heart of all Rajavasis. After that you listen from the lotus leaves, how Mother Yashoda by Krishna, how for which when he came and get mercy of Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Vishnu, there is a drama play?
Yes, yes.
How minute it will take?
20 minutes. Half an hour.
20 minutes.
Oh, so they should come. They are ready? Tomorrow? Dambandhan Leela, Jamlarjun Bhanjan, and up to how much we can do, we will see.
Hare Krishna, for the guidance of devotees, few more devotees are requested for initiation. It will take place tomorrow 8:30 a.m. in Gurudev's house, and fire sacrifice will take place here in Durgavali. Combined effort of Sri Patitha Maharaj and Mahadhar Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Tomorrow, 10 o'clock. So, tomorrow rest initiation 8:30 a.m. and fire sacrifice in Durgavali 10 a.m. I want to announce, man. So, Mr. Arun Verma is getting so much phone call from police due to morning walk. So, morning walk will not be anymore there. We will go to park. Pankaj Prabhu is giving the address of park. You can go. We will go there 5:30. Hare Krishna.
We are going to a new location now for morning walk, and this place is called Bear Creek Park, which is not too far from here actually, it's just like 5 miles from here. So all you have to do is just go on
Google.
Huh? Yeah, you can go on Google if you have time.
Why don't you say Elvin Park?
Yeah, so it's called
I-10 and Elvin
Park. Yeah, so take I-10. And instead of going toward Gurudev's house, take not Eldridge Parkway, that is like take left and go straight, and there will be signs for the park. And you come to War Memorial Drive and take a turn inside, that is left turn. And then third lot, after entering inside, it's a third lot. After, excuse me, after the tennis courts, and before the baseball stadium. So there's a minor league baseball stadium, number 1 to 4. So park in that parking lot and you start walking from there. So see you tomorrow.
Bear Creek Park,
North Eldridge Parkway and War Memorial Drive, just before K Road. So if you go to K Road, that means you have missed a turn.
Everyone sit down. Gurudev is not going. He's going to come and watch the drama. Everyone please sit down. Just couple more announcements. There are 3 devotees who have actually given the donations for the new project, but for some reason we didn't get their names correctly. So if they can come to the registration table and give their names. One devotee has given cash $1,000. So if he or she can please come and give their name. One devotee has charged $1,000 on the credit card. He or she can also come, and similarly one has given $1,000 Canadian. So if you can all please come and give your names. Tomorrow's program, the Mana Shiksha class will be given at 7:30 in the morning by Shripad Avadhut Maharaj. The 10:30 class on Srimad Bhagavatam by Shripad Damodar Maharaj. And the 3 p.m. class on Sri Shikshakatam by Shripad Tirth Maharaj. So, some speakers have not been coming and giving the classes. The devotees here come and wait for so please. If you are not able to make it, please call and let you know someone else can come. But please come because all the devotees are waiting to hear your classes. Tomorrow also, today's morning walk, we have some discussions with Gurudev, and as per his instruction, tomorrow we are going to planning a meeting with the leaders of different Sangha. So all the devotees from different parts of America are here. We would like to meet with all the Sangha leaders and discuss how different Sanghas can coordinate and increase Gurudev's preaching mission in North America. So we would like to request all of you, those who are leaders in the Sanghas, or each Sangha can send one representative, and if any other senior devotees also want to join, they are welcome to join tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. after lunch prasadam in the hall here. In this auditorium at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow. Once again, if anyone is looking for shuttle service, please give your names to Pran Govinda Prabhu or Krishna.